Kyle, I'll just let you explain. This sounds like it's a trip of a lifetime. What is this trip all about, and what have you had a chance to do so far?
You're right, Randall. It is a trip of a lifetime. We are with the United Soybean Council, and we're going to travel from Panama to Ecuador to see where our checkoff dollars are going. We've been able to see the international promoting of the soybeans really helps out with demand, and we've met a lot of the people that buy the soybeans and use them for soybean meal. It's been an all-around good program, and it's made a lot of sense, and where I think our checkoff dollars are used for.
Would you say you're getting a better understanding of what your checkoff dollars are doing on this trip then?
Yes, I would. Now, before this program, I knew I was paying into a promotional program that helped with research and international promotion. But after actually being on this trip, I've met the people and actually seen the processes and the businesses across the seas that buy our products because of their investment from our checkoff dollars. So it definitely helps in that regard.
I take it that's what this trip is all about, to give you a better understanding of how those dollars are being used in efforts across in other countries then.
That's correct. That's what this trip is all about. Just showing us how they actually spend the dollars and what investments they make and help increase the demand of our product in the United States.
So, Kyle, would you say at this point in time that you're pleased with the efforts by the checkoff?
Oh, yeah, I am. I'm pleased with what's happened in the past, and I'm looking forward to what's going to happen in the future with the checkoff dollars.
So basically, bottom line to all this, Kyle, I guess if somebody were to come up to you and maybe not understand the checkoff and really what all it does, what would you say to them?
Well, I'd say that the U.S. is a huge exporter of soybeans, and Ecuador. Yeah, we have a very large majority market share in soybean meal in Ecuador, and that's largely because of the United Soybean Board and the checkoff program. And many of our promotions across the U.S. are managed by the United Soybean Board and checkoff program. And without that, it would be out in the farmer to go out and promote our product ourselves. So I think it increased a lot of demand. We're seeing a lot of research funding towards higher-oleic soybeans and disease resistance and weed resistance to sell better on yield. So I think, all in all, it's a very good investment for soybean farms to make.